Good afternoon. Just an outstanding day in progress across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine, a nice deep blue sky with minimal humidity, and a nice northwest breeze to go along with rapidly rising temperatures. We're well off our morning lows and starting to push through the 60s, and we'll settle into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs in just a few hours. Skies will remain clear overnight tonight, and with slackening wind, temperatures will drop off once again, and overnight lows will mainly be in the 40s with even some 30s in surrounding communities, especially across the higher terrain. High pressure has been dominating the weather all day long. It'll continue to hold on tonight and even into the day tomorrow. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine on Thursday as well, maybe a few clouds mixed in, but temperatures will be a notch higher and in the upper 70s to around 80. Around the backside of that same high-pressure system on Friday, we'll get a southwest wind flow developing. This will produce more moisture, so the humidity levels will be up just a touch, and enough to produce a few more clouds. Still plenty of sunshine, though, and highs will be back into the lower 80s. A weak frontal system will be nearby over the course of the weekend. This could be enough to touch off one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms, but mainly dry weather. And with a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity, it'll feel a lot more like summer. For the first weekend of summer, readings will be in the middle 80s. Early next week, still the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise hazy sun and humid, with highs in the upper 80s and in some cases even near 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across central and eastern Montana into western North Dakota, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms also across parts of the central and southern high plains. With increased warmth and humidity, storms will be capable of producing large to even very large hail. Damaging winds will also be a threat, and with a strengthening low-level jet stream by evening, there may even be an increased tornado risk across these areas as the low-level shear increases. Meanwhile, the government of Mexico has issued a tropical storm warning for coastal sections in the Bay of Campeche. Tropical Depression Number 2 is located back over water in the Bay of Campeche and is moving toward the west-northwest near 9 miles per hour. A turn toward the west with a decrease in forward speed is expected today and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center will reach the coast in the state of Veracruz tomorrow morning. Maximum sustained winds are at 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some increase in strength is forecast during the next day or so, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm prior to landfall. Its name would be Barry. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Watersmeet, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs right around 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high 94 set in 1995 and the record low 38 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the 40s though, even some 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny, comfortably mild today with highs reaching into the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, upper 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, still comfortable, lower 80s. More humidity over the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry in the mid-80s, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.